Oh, hey, you're my opponent for the game? I have to warn you in advance, I don't really know what I'm doing, and my deck is just cards I found pretty. But whatever, we can have fun, right? Or are you going to try really hard to beat me? I'm probably going to get my ass kicked here, but I just want to have a fun game. You can relax. I'm basically a first round bye. Easy, right? Just don't get distracted. Eyes on the prize. And take this seriously, okay? It's a competitive game after all. And no peeking down my cleavage while I'm staring at the cards. I'm just teasing you, silly. Come on, shuffle up. It's time to duel. So I draw 5 cards. And let's roll to see who goes first. Me! Guess I'm gonna... I barely know what half these cards even do. So I think I'll play... Okay, yeah. Protector of the Throne. She's cute, right? The way she's just so casually draped over the throne and the art. Look close. She's gorgeous, too. Long, purple hair. That sexy dress setting it off with blue. And she's totally in charge. You like girls like that? She's so confident, so in control. Imagine a girl like that, just sitting sideways on her throne, not even caring she's supposed to be in some sort of regal position. She's regal enough already, and her dainty little feet bare and hanging over the armrest. I wonder what she's looking at in the crystal ball. You see it? Maybe she sees the future, sees what's in store for you. Or whoever approaches a woman that powerful. Someone who is so casually in charge. So calmly in control. Just relaxed, knowing she's on the throne. That must be a little sexy to some people. Are you some people? You like regal, controlling women? Sorry, I should be playing. Let's play a face down card here too. A little surprise for later. And another one. Why not have a little extra layer of protection from your evil plans? Or not. Yeah, totally, not double bluffing. Okay, your turn. Let's see what you got. Oh, interesting. You've got a monster too. A cute one. Can I look? Thanks. Beaver Warrior? Oh my god, so adorable. That's just too cute. Oh, wow, almost as cute as you. I mean, forget I said that. He is cute, though. The little teeth and the tiny sword. Aww, he's a sweet thing. Almost threatening, but just too cute to be scary. Not like my protector. You're not going to attack her, are you? She's so pretty. Wouldn't you be nicer to keep around to look at? You liked looking at her before. I know you could keep staring longer. Plus, I've got this trap card. So... I mean, it isn't necessarily a trap. Never mind. Oh, you've got one too. Face down. Could be anything. Are you full of surprises? Finished your turn? Cool. Let me see what I draw. Ooh! She's a hottie. Okay, let's play her. This is Injection Fairy Lily. What a name. She's kind of... Okay, this is a wild thing to put in a card art. A nurse with a giant syringe? What were they trying to say with this? But she is... I mean, she's super hot, right? Take a closer look. First of all, that long, thrilling hair. Coral pink and so gorgeous. You can almost imagine it as she moves, bouncing up and down with her motion, with every move of her body. And the white gloves. You like a little medical kink? Because this is pretty heavily coded that way. The way she's standing, the syringe in her little white and red nurse costume too. Are you kidding me? It's pure sexiness, isn't it? You can't tell me there isn't a little part of you that isn't turned on by this. It's hot. I like it too. That's why she's in my deck. I think her ability looks good. Well, she looks better. The wink, too. She's such a tease. You ever wanted a cute nurse to take care of you? Is that the kind of woman you dream of? Someone who caresses your cheek and tells you she's there just for you. She's going to spend all her time making sure you feel so, so good. I know you want to feel good, don't you? Do you feel good while we play our game together? Aren't my cards just the prettiest? I wonder if you'd like to feel her hold you. I won't even attack you, just so you can enjoy looking at her for a little longer. Your turn. You look like you've got a plan. I don't like that look. Don't hurt her, okay? Either of the pretty girls. You don't want to do that. Fisher? What's that do?
I don't know.
Oh, are you kidding me? My fairy lily. You're so mean. That's like practically cheating. Imagine doing that to a pretty girl. You can't be serious. I thought we were enjoying our game and you'd do a thing like that. Okay, guess she's gone. Poor thing. Did she make you think of anyone else in a nurse costume? So mean of you to do that. I hope you're not going to stay being mean. You should take it easy. Slow down. Just focus on the pretty cards and my pretty voice. You don't need to play so hard. You can relax. Just relax. And it's my turn, right? Good. Draw and... Oh, okay, you might like this card. Let's play Maiden in Love. She's special. Really, really special. Actually, she's kind of hypnotic. Everyone on your side is going to want to be hers. All hers. See? Check her effects. She's so powerful. It must be those big wide eyes. She captivates with them. So cute. Sweet. She's just a gentle little thing. She'd never be a threat. I think your silly monsters must want to protect her. But they can't quite figure it out. They get mad and have to attack her. Are they that attracted to her? They're forgetting all about my pretty protector of the throne. But that's okay. No one can resist a pretty maiden in love. You may even notice you start looking at her too, getting all flustered and excited by her. Is that what's happening already? Are you getting excited? Your little beaver warrior sure is. He wants to be right with her. And when he tries to hurt my pretty maiden, that silly boy will fall in love and get a counter on him. Poor baby. He won't be able to resist her. He'll let her call him to her side to fight with her. For her. Like a servant. A good boy who does whatever she wants. Imagine it. Being so completely infatuated with someone that you just do anything they say. Like how I might tell you not to attack me. And maybe you'd consider it. Maybe you'd think about doing something different next turn. I'm a pretty maiden too, you know. Or am I being silly, thinking I could have that kind of effect on a cutie like you? Cute like your beaver warrior? Oh, your turn, sweetie. Oh, sorry, I do yap a bit, don't I? Such a ditz. Go on, do your thing. But don't attack my lovely maiden. Wait, what are you doing? That's not good. I didn't mean tribute your card to play something better. What's a summoned skull, anyway? It's big. Oh, I think I might be in a little trouble. Oh, you're attacking my maiden with that? Guess my powers of persuasion haven't quite slipped through your competitive attitude just yet. Well, she survives because she is kind of weirdly indestructible. And look, again to put a cute counter on your silly skull. Big bad monster falling in love with a little maiden in a frilly dress. No one, not even the meanest monster, can resist a pretty girl. Isn't that right? But do I go down to... Oh no, 5,900 life points? You meanie. You're lucky I don't know how to play this silly game properly or I'd get some serious revenge. Even if you are cute, I won't hesitate to spank you. I don't... the game. Just focus on my plays, you don't want to miss anything, and my words. Since they're quite compelling, really, I bet you like just sitting there pretending to concentrate on the game. But maybe you're finding it easy to relax into my words, too. Just focus on my plays. You don't want to miss anything. And my words. Since they're quite compelling, really, I bet you just like sitting there pretending to concentrate on the game. But maybe you're finding it easy to relax into my words, too. Maybe you're noticing that as you try to focus on the game, your mind can drift easily to my words. Can just lose that focus and slip into a more relaxed place. Maybe you snap back to the game now and then, but you keep coming back to me. Keep coming to me. My words, my voice. So compelling, aren't they? They're like a trap of their own. A trap hole you can't quite escape. You like listening to me and looking at the pretty girls on the cards. My maiden and my protector. How sweet. I'm like a damsel in distress, and you have your big scary thing, too. Well, my turn to play something. I'll just set this card face down. My secret. Bet you want to know what I'm hiding. Can you imagine? The secrets I have. Maybe you can think about other secrets too. The color of my underwear. The way it might feel if I move my foot up your leg under the table. Now that would really distract you. I can imagine how you'd flush beet red from that. You're so cute listening to me. But look, you're playing so well still. You're totally winning. Keep going. The more you play, the more you get to listen to me. The more my voice slips into your open mind, and the more you relax. Relax and fall into the game. Like you're falling into the shadow realm for me. Or I'm dragging you there. You couldn't get up if you wanted to. You have a game to play. And you're a captive audience for me. You have to see this out, right? Maybe you'll fall into my spell next turn. Or maybe it'll take you the whole game to realize you've fallen into the pretty trap of my voice. Now, where were we? Oh, your turn, sweetness. Go ahead. Is that Pot of Greed? Doesn't that allow you to draw two additional cards from your deck? Well, since you got those two, seems a good time to reveal my trap. Mind Crush. I do like the idea of crushing your mind. Maybe I am. Maybe you're finding my words pushing down on you like a weight, making you feel sleepy, relaxed, held in place. And look, on the art, a finger just pointing at some poor fool who's completely subjugated. Fallen to his knees and mentally broken. Can you imagine it? Being on your knees looking up at someone more powerful. Someone who's gotten into your mind and turned you into something new. Something weaker, more desperate. More empty and mindless. Doesn't that make you feel good? Thinking about it? I know that's an idea you'd enjoy. Being broken. Your mind being taken under the power of someone else. Your thoughts controlled, your mind read. Like, I don't know many cards, but I know you have a dark magician. I can feel it. And there it is. Discard it. See? I'm in your head. And you love it. You love that idea. You may find it very enticing, even arousing. To think of someone controlling your mind, taking over and turning you into their kneeling, drooling slave. You might find that idea consumes you. Makes you forget what you were doing. Makes you play a little sloppier. The thought of being on your knees under the hypnotic control of someone hot, sexy, seductive. That might just be the best thing you've ever heard. Nay, what did you want to do next, my lovely opponent? Oh, that. Well, I expected a little less resistance at this point, but okay, sure. You smash and grind my protectors. I liked her. How could you, really? Didn't you imagine kissing her regal feet on your knees? And yet, here you are, trying to hurt me. Trying to take me down like I'm not the best opponent you've ever had. You know, the slower you go, the more you get to listen to me. The more you can let your body sink into that seat and feel your will drained from your mind. The more I can crush your mind, in fact. Now what's that? Another big scary monster? A zombie dragon. Oh, baby, that's just not fair. Your things are bigger than my things. I feel like you're not understanding your place just yet. But you'll get it sooner or later. It's inevitable. It's cute how hard you're trying to win, but your silly monsters have to attack my lovely maiden anyway. And that only makes them fall in love with her. Even if I am down to 2600 life points, more than half gone. Maybe you can win before I turn you into my puppet. Who knows? Am I in danger here? You wouldn't really beat me, would you? I thought we were getting close. I thought you liked listening to my words slipping into your ears, slowly making you more calm and relaxed, more deeply focused on me, like I'm draping a warm blanket over you. You might even notice you feel warmer around me. You feel flushed, a little bit horny, a little bit confused by that fact. Why are you turned on at your local game store? That's a little much, but here we are. Here you are. You can't really help it. You can let it happen, let that feeling build. Let it grow. Feeling more and more relaxed, better and better the longer we play, the more you listen. Now, baby, you're done, so it's my turn. And my maiden is a little upset. She doesn't like being attacked by monsters, even if they fall in love. So I'm sending her to hurt your dragon, even though it pains me to be so violent, and takes me down to 1400 life points. Yikes. This might be a mistake. I'm just a silly girl pretending I can play this game, really. I'm not trying to get in your head and manipulate you to make sure I win. I'm not making sure your body reacts to me so much that your mind can't help but comply. No, of course not. I would never. I'm a nice girl. A good girl, really. Not some competitive thing that has to win and will resort to anything to make sure I do. Like taking your dragon with my pretty maiden. She's controlling its mind. It really is a zombie now. Her zombie. Like, you could be mine if you just let me in. Let me win. Let me defeat you like the maiden defeated the zombie. It's bigger, it's scarier, and she's just this meek, weak little thing. But he can't help himself. He's on my side now. Right beside his beloved. But not for long. I'm going to tribute him. Bye bye. Off he goes. So I can play Dark Magician Girl. And I want you to really enjoy looking at her, okay? Let her colors catch your attention. Let her catch your eye, your focus. Because she's gorgeous, isn't she? She could captivate and mesmerize anyone. Maybe that's her magic. That she can turn anyone into a mindless fool just with her looks. Remind you of anyone? But focus now. Focus on her. Let her pull you deeper. Let her take your mind to a place of exciting thoughts, of fantasy, of surrender, of submission. Do you like those big, pretty eyes most? Green, compelling you to stare. Or is it the long, blonde hair? Maybe the pink and blue clothing that drag your gaze to her make you feel so good just to look. She's so pretty, so perfect. The beautiful, enchanting creature you can't help but want. You're still getting aroused, you know. Still turned on by the pretty cards I play. Isn't it funny? You can't seem to help yourself. You can't seem to stop thinking naughty thoughts. You know you shouldn't. You know you should focus on the game. But I'm playing the game. I'm your opponent. Can you focus on me? Can you focus on what I'm doing? And I'm playing the dark magician girl. Full circle. It all spirals back to me. To her. To me. And my pretty women on cards. Such a silly deck. But you can't seem to finish the game. Do you want to play with me forever? To never stop this lovely, relaxing experience that makes you feel so, so good. The pleasure of just sitting with me, listening to me, letting my words fall over you like that warm, safe blanket, but still drilling into your mind and filling you with lust and need. Do you need to keep playing with me? Well, good. Because I'm playing another facing card here. And then it's your turn. I hope you can concentrate on something that isn't me talking. But then again, you have to. You never want this to end. You never want to stop hearing my voice sneaking into your mind, filling you with desires. To have your mind crushed. To get down on your knees, to feel my foot trailing up your leg. To look down at my cleavage from across the table. To let my lips press against yours in a soft, warm, sweet kiss that makes you weak at the knees. Now play. You can't stop. Just drag it out and keep listening. Go on, keep going. Monster reborn. Cute. Bringing back your zombie dragon. That's a good play. That's you trying to win, isn't it? Well, that only means I can discard a card and special summon my Chaos Hunter. She's a little naughtier than some of my other pretty ladies. Kinda the one you think might have put Mind Crush a guy on his knees. You can imagine her coming at you with that whip. She's punishing you for thinking you can beat me. Punishing you for bringing back a card I'd already dealt with. That's so rude. So naughty. Are you a brat? Because that's kind of bratty behavior. She'd make you do better. She'd crack that whip and remind you of your place. You belong on your knees, really? Come on, you saw her. That mask, that leather outfit. And you thought about how dominant she must be. How good it would feel to submit to her. To me. I know you fantasized about it. I can tell by your red cheeks. Your breathing getting a little faster. You're turned on. More and more, the more we play. And here I am with cards to tease you. That make you think of naughty scenarios. Punishments for being a brat. For disobedience. Maybe you'd be better off doing exactly what I want all the time. Maybe you'd be happier on your knees working for me. Obeying me, serving me. Maybe that's your natural place. And Chaos Hunter with that wild silver hair and clawed hand. She's reminding you of that. You can imagine being doted on by the maiden you can't resist or seduced by the cutie that is Dark Magician Girl. Or maybe dominated mercilessly by Chaos Hunter. What do you want? Which one? They're also appealing to you, my subby opponent. That's right, I know what you are. Trying to win. That's just bratting. And brats will always submit in the end. To me, anyway. May finish your turn like a good opponent. Attacking my maiden. Of course. Which should be the end for me. But you know you're already falling into my trap. Might as well spring one. Waboku. How do you even pronounce that anyway? Doesn't matter. You know what it does, right? Your monsters do no damage this turn. Oopsie. But they still get a little maiden counter. How cute for you to fall under her spell. Again. You just can't resist her. Or me. Can you? My turn? Finally. It's time to show you who's really in control. You see, when you listen to me for this long, I just get in your head. I make you flustered, aroused. I make you melt. I make you feel so good. You want me. I know you do. You want to feel my lips against yours. You want to wrap your arms around me, pull me close. You're so good, really. So submissive. Those pretty ladies have you under a spell. Just like your monsters. And look, another one is coming. I'll flip Shadow Tamer. Pity she's not called Brat Tamer. Another pretty girl with a whip. Do you think I'm working on a theme? Trying to send a message? Maybe you know what it is already. You're going to be tamed, sweetie. You're going to be completely incapable of thinking, resisting, fighting me in any way, really. You have the audacity to think you could beat me? Don't you realize how competitive I am? And you're just something in my way, but maybe you could be useful. Maybe I could let you be a little more than just my opponent. Would you like to see me in an outfit like hers? A tight leotard, thigh-high boots, spike gloves. Or maybe it's the long blue hair that gets you. A dazzling electric blue that switches off your brain. Maybe it's my voice switching off your brain. You know your thoughts are betraying you, and so is your body. Your needs are twisting your mind to want me, to want to be mine. I bet you'd love me to get you alone in an outfit like this, whip in hand. You'd try to stay in control, stay in charge of things, but you'd break for me. I'd tame you so easily. Just like she's taming your monster. That summon skull is a fiend, so she can take control of it. Tame it, crack her whip, and make that skull do her bidding. It can't resist. It's coming over to my side, and there's nothing you can do. Even the baddest of the bad fall under the spell of a hot girl with a dominant attitude and a whip to punish with. Nothing you can do. You're falling now. Really falling into my power. Just as your summoned skull can't summon the power to fight Shadow Tamer, you can't fight my words. My words that sink into your mind like hooks, like claws. They tame your resistance, tame your own needs. What I want matters more anyway, and I want to win. So I'm going to finish you off. Let's attack with everyone. First, the perfectly pretty dark magician girl is taking your zombie out. Some silly monster is no match for a hot girl, especially one that gorgeous. Counting you down to a total defeat, to being completely under my spell, defeated, empty, lost in the Shadow Realm, to my pretty persuasive voice. Down to 7600. Now, Shadow Tamer is coming for you, whipping you directly. Down to 6800, down and down, falling under my power. Because I'm using all my power against you, and that makes you feel so good. Makes you just a little excited for what we can do after this silly game is over. And Chaos Hunter too, cracking her whip hard, punishing you, taming you, like the brat you are. Trying to fight me, how silly, how utterly stupid of you. Don't you know I'm irresistible? Just like my tamer and my maiden. Down to 4300. Falling deeper down with each word. Even your own summoned skull, deeply under my control, is coming at you. It must feel amazing to be so corrupted, to have your mind warped to act against your own interest, to betray your team and give in to someone else, someone stronger. Down again, down and down you go. Down to 1800, almost there, almost mine. And the pretty maiden can finish the turn off with a little dainty spank. Right down to 1400. But you're not done, are you? Oh, I couldn't quite get you to zero, and now you get that skull back. But you let me get ahead there quite a bit, didn't you? You let me take control of your monster. You let me in, couldn't resist, couldn't fight. Don't fight me. You might find it easier to just do nothing, to let me win, to take your turn and simply accept your fate. Don't you want to just give in to me? to let me in and let me win. You want me, don't you? Want to give your mind to me, to let me crush your mind, send you to your knees, tame you and never let go, to turn you into my puppet, my slave, my little trading card gaming toy, another card from my collection. Do you want that? I think you do. So don't do anything, okay? Take your turn. What? Oh, you have to attack my maiden with your skull, and that means you'll win. You can't fight me or the rules of the game. You're compelled in every way. How weak does that make you feel? Go on, make your attack. I guess there's nothing I can do. Or have I been planning for this? Have I always had you under control? Have you been playing like a fiddle, puppeteered to perfection, like gaming marionette? You thought you held the cards when we started, but I'm playing yours against you. And my trap? Well, another waboku. Because I know you need to come to my maiden. I know she can't be resisted. We have that in common. So you attack. But it does nothing. Nothing at all. Just as I wanted it. Just as I told you. How obedient you've become. My toy. My collectible. Time to end this, don't you think? My pretty maiden is singing her siren song to your summoned skull. And he has that counter. There's no way he can resist. He's a slave of his desires, his lusts and needs. No matter how big, how scary. A pretty girl can make you do anything at all. And I'm making sure you play right into my hands. Play your way into my charms, my clutches. You're mine. And I don't lose. I'm just too pretty to let that happen. And too competitive. But you are cute. So don't worry, maybe you'll get a consolation prize. A kiss? A date? What do you think? I liked seeing your confidence drain as you realized you couldn't possibly beat me. I'm just too strong. And you've fallen under my spell just by listening to me. By being with me as I show you how to really play this game. Because no one can resist a pretty girl, no matter how strong you think you are. You fall, you sink into that seat and let my words corrupt your mind. Let your desire for me, for my pretty soft lips with red lipstick, turn your mind to mush, melt you into submission. You do want to submit, don't you? To give in completely? Go on, pass the turn. Good opponent. So submissive now. So drained of resistance. So perfectly compliant. And now, with your monster under my control, can show you the power of a pretty girl's control. I'll finish you with your own monster. And give you a crack of some whips and let the pretty girls put you in your place. Their mind-controlled pet that used to be yours will join them in beating you into submission. And you won't fight, you won't resist, you won't activate a trap card. You'll look at that summoned skull and think about how much you want to be controlled that completely. You'll think it should have been me, not him, as you let me finish this game with you drained of life points. Then from 1400 to 13 to 12, letting any resistance left fade. Letting yourself give in to your need for me, to please me, to obey me. Falling to 1100, to 1000, to 900. Letting go, giving in to me, my cute opponent. Knowing that obeying me feels good, feels right, feels pleasurable. Then to 800, to 700, 600. I'm loving this moment of defeat. Loving that I got into your head, got into your mind, and took control. Took you and wrapped your mind around my little finger. Let me corrupt you to betray your own desires, and gave you a new one. Me. Just me. You want me. Need to submit to me. 10 to 500, and 400, then 300. drained of your power, it's like being drained by a succubus until all you know is want. Lust. You just need me so badly, and you can't wait to see where we go after this little event ends. You can't wait to see if you get to kiss me, hold me, touch me. You need it so much. Need to submit. Any breadiness tamed, your mind crushed. You want to win, but you've had a change of heart. You fall to 200, to 100, and finally, knowing how good it feels now, knowing you need this, you give in completely to my power and fall to zero. Game over. I win. You lose to me. As you were always meant to. As you wanted to. The second you heard my voice, I was sinking into your mind and making my desires yours. And now you're mine. In my power, lost in my words. Sinking down into that chair in defeat. But don't feel bad. You lost to someone better. Superior. Stronger. A pretty girl can't be resisted. Didn't the whole game prove that? That's the power of my deck. To teach you that important lesson. And now you won't resist, cutie. When I ask you to wait for me to crush my next opponents and take you on a date. Or you'll follow me around like a lovesick puppy. Until then, you can be my cheerleader for my other games. And you can watch me crush more silly opponents with pretty ladies. You might even see some new sexy ones and get hypnotized all over again. You might find yourself falling deeper and deeper. Next round is starting soon. You can cheer me on in round two. Come on. And start thinking about where we're going to go later, won't you? So glad I decided to try this game. Now come on, follow me before I crack my whip.